Academy.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Challenged, a podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. I'm Brian, sitting next to me is...
Amanda!
And just a heads up, you may have noticed already, we're doing a very lo-fi episode today. We're recording on our webcam because the weather in Peoria is terrible.
Gross.
Tim couldn't record today, so we figured, why should we go out into all the grossness? So,
no reason.
You're getting us on a webcam because all of our microphone equipment is at the studio. So... Ooh. You just have to deal with it.
And I disappear a lot.
Yeah, if you're watching the $5 video, you will see that we both end up disappearing at multiple points. I have to keep putting my hand in front of Amanda's face to get her to reappear sometimes. So that's just how it is.
Yep.
And number two, challengedpod.com. Join the Facebook group. Lots of people in the Facebook group. Had to boot somebody for posting a very weird and... somewhat racist post the other day.
Terrible.
So
be kind, folks. Be kind to each other.
Exactly.
This is about challenge love. That's what it's about. And just making fun of challenge stuff, but not picking at each other about.
You can also join our Patreon for $5 a month. You're getting this lovely video where Amanda keeps disappearing into the ether.
Into the background, I go.
Told her she doesn't register as a living person.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I think it's got some infrared technology or something. So it knows that I'm cold and it just can't pick up my heat signature because I'm so cold.
It's possible.
Maybe. I don't know.
You ready to jump into it?
Let's do it. This is episode 8 of All Stars Season 2. Titled the Britney Spears song, parentheses, You Drive Me Crazy. So yeah, and speaking of crazy, the previously on was done by Ayana hanging from the arm on that last mission. This episode starts off after Casey and Kahata get sent home. And the king's palace is granted a reprieve. So back at the house, we get Jonne walking in on the king's palace celebration. Nehemiah tells her to leave, that they voted, that she voted them in. Yeah, I was kind of like, hey, whoa.
All of this seems like it's in good fun, like, Johnny is kind of laughing about it. Nehemiah's laughing about it.
Well,
but later it doesn't come off that way to everybody.
I was gonna say, I think Johnny is uncomfortably laughing about it. I don't think that Nehemiah is laughing about it that way. I think he's like, yeah, no, like you voted us in, you got to get out. Like, don't come in here and act like you're happy for us.
Well, they're in there celebrating.
Yeah,
he tells her like. No, you gotta go, but we'll let you in a couple minutes. Bless you.
Excuse me, thank you.
So, I mean, I don't know, to me it just felt like
yeah,
it wasn't that big of a deal.
And I don't know.
Later it gets turned into a big deal.
Nehemiah just, gets shady about it. Well, it turns into a big deal because Janelle, Brad, and Jenna are talking, and Jenna's kind of telling them, and she's just kind of got her feelings hurt about it. Like they just told me to leave. And Janelle gets pissed. Brad says that, Brad knows that they're really divided and that the next winner of the Daily Challenge will decide kind of the future because they're kind of split 50-50.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Oh, just kidding. Let's see. So then we get Ayana and Tech. Just some foreshadowing. Ayana says that she loves him because he listens to her. Tech, in his little interview, basically says that he knows that she's basically a liability and he has to keep her do whatever you can to keep her from acting crazy. And putting a big target on them as a team. Like,
seems like it's easy for her to do. She goes off all the time.
Yes. But yeah, I feel for Tech. But Tech's a good dude who knows how to treat Ayana so that she doesn't blow up most of the time. I would say that Tech is pretty good at keeping her kind of happy in that. And at this point, they're talking about self-love and self-care and those kinds of things. And so Tech is really trying to get her to, get out of her head about stuff. Because that's really what happens. Ayana gets in her head and she creates this kind of issue that is non-existent. And then reacts on that like it is the real and truth of what happened. And that's the unfortunate thing. And so that's what Tech's trying to do, is to keep her clear-headed, clear-minded, and not get her in her head and kind of work up these scenarios. Then we get MJ and Johnny. They talk about how they played this game, and Johnny says that she talks about all of the bad partners she's had in the past. Cut to
Zach.
Yeah. Ugh. Terrible.
Threw up in my mouth when I saw him.
Oh, God. And just that, just a demeaning, tone that he talks to women, and that talking down, my blood just starts to boil a little bit.
But not just Jeanne.
No, everyone. Every woman. Every single woman.
Can't stand him. I hope he never comes back.
Right? Did he have a daughter?
Yes.
Oh, God. Maybe this will help him. Maybe this will change his mind and he will realize that he needs to treat women better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know. And then she talks about what a great partner that MJ has been to her. MJ is super supportive and a strong competitor. He is a great partner to have. That takes us into the challenge.
Challenge. Heard weird heavy breathing in the background. Margo's over here demanding attention. Right. So.
She needs lots of cuts. So that takes us to the challenge. This challenge is called Dive and Conquer. You have to run a half mile. Tethered together, but it's just like holding two sides of a rope. At first I thought they were had those waist belts on.
Yeah.
But then I noticed that they were just holding, a braided rope. But they have to run, together to another cenote. Where is Tim when I need him on the cenote train? And then, you have to jump in and swim to a puzzle key. And then memorize your puzzle key to run back and solve your puzzle. TJ says that you can, he's like, I will be absolutely shocked if anyone gets it on the first try. So you can run back and forth as many times as needed, to solve your puzzle. But hey, reminder, every time you got to go back and forth, it's a mile.
Yeah.
So, good luck to you.
That sounds terrible. I remember running the mile in school. I did not do a very good job.
Oh, no. I never ran this mile a day in my life. Are you kidding? Those are the things that it's like, now that I've lost weight, I want to try fitness-wise to get back. Everyone should be able to run a mile. And it's like, God, I need to be able to do that. But no, I walked it in school. I never ran this a day in my life. So just having to run one, let alone multiples.
Sounds terrible.
Sounds awful. TJ also announces that since they didn't have an elimination last week, there is no life shield. So that basically means that the winner will be safe and the loser is definitely going into the arena.
Yeah.
So step it up. There's high stakes here. So then we start off this challenge let's see. Brad and Jody are the first to get to the cenote. No shocker there. Darrell talks about the rough terrain that they're running through. He kind of talks about how you train for these things and you run on treadmills and, flat roads. It's definitely a lot different and harder.
Gotta start training on some rocky terrain.
Yeah.
Just get used to it.
We get a little blurb of Ayana talking about being sensitive about her memory issues. She knows that she struggles with memory things. Then we get Nehemiah and Melinda. They're the first. They decide they're going to do the first row. They're going to do row by row. Then, Ayana calls out Letarian for cheating at one point. So, Ayana is... this is one of the moments where, like, Tech was, trying to avoid earlier, trying to keep her out of her head. She is in her head and worried and self-conscious about herself and her performance and her being able to remember for the puzzle. Yeah. And, she sees Letarian just kind of stepping to the side or moving around at all and even remotely looking their direction. And she calls him out for cheating. And Tech's like, I don't know why he doesn't say it to her out loud here, but he says it in his interview. He's like, Ayana, we don't care if Letarian is cheating. He's on our side. Like, let him look. A win for him is a win for us. Like, yeah. It's stupid. So
it doesn't matter which one of them wins. They both be safe.
Exactly. This is a game all about numbers. If somebody on your side of the house wins this, and somebody on the other side of the house loses this, like, there's no issue. Like, you're going to be able to sweep it. So, let's see. This is silly, but her and Letarian are getting into it. Nehemiah and Melinda. I already did that. Jasmine rolls her ankle running and falls. Oh, this looks terrible. But this is when you see Letarian really shine. He picks her up, helps her. And then when they get to the point where she's got to put her shoes on, like, he puts her shoes on and ties them tight for her to, like, kind of support her ankle, and really, motivates her, tells her she's fine. You know what I mean? Gives her everything she needs in this moment to keep going instead of falling into that defeated, like, oh no, what are we going to do mentality. He really keeps her positive and pushes her. And ultimately she then pushes herself to continue.
He's being a good partner.
Yes. God, I love this Letarian. Just the nicest man here to Jasmine and great partner. Let's see. Oh, we see Ayana using her mnemonic devices to remember her puzzle pieces.
Whatever works.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I say. Like, I think, after watching Ayana do it, I think that I should implement more mnemonic devices into my life when I'm trying to remember things. Like, I know that I think I can just freaking remember, like, some kind of, like, superhuman, but
Most of them should just be Brian deserves more presents. See, that's an easy one to remember. Mm-hmm. And it'll help you throughout life.
Exactly.
Everybody should do mnemonic devices that way.
Yeah. Just name them Brian deserves things or what?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, then we get poor Darrell. He gets real in his head this, it's getting down to the end and I think he's getting real nervous. And he gets really frustrated with Janelle over moving some of the puzzle pieces. And then vice versa, she gets pissed at him for getting mad at her. This is the first time we see kind of a little squabble between Janelle and Darrell, who have been working pretty flawlessly together to this point.
I feel like this is a two leaders trying to lead situation again.
Yeah. I also think it's two exhausted people being frustrated and just wanting to be done with this and then thinking they know what's going on and then immediately somebody, the other person moves something and you just feel like you're completely lost as to where you need to be. So yeah, I think it's just kind of where we're at and kind of this challenge. Even Jody and Brad, the strong leaders, kind of struggle really hard with this one. Jody doesn't realize that the horns are different colors.
Oh no, I didn't even look at the horns.
I'm like, what? So anyways, she is super frustrated with herself, and this is me. Like, if I were Jody and I realized I didn't do something like this, like, it would be so hard for me to like snap back into it, like mentally. I would be just so frustrated with myself that it would be hard for me to refocus to then kind of complete this. So this is when Brad shows that he's a super great partner to Jody. And he really says like, hey, it's fine. Let's just figure it out. Like, we have to just figure it out. Let's see. Then we get Ayana and Tech struggling. This is a cut to TJ shaking his head. This is when TJ was like, oh no, man. It's people. Jasmine and Letarian. Oh, Jasmine gets frustrated with Letarian because he won't let her kind of work on the puzzle or trust her to work on the puzzle. Then we get the first team to win. MJ and Jhené, they finish and win. They talk about their options. Jhené talks about their options, let's say. Jhené is like, we could either, you know, keep with our group that we've been working with and go after the other side of the house, or we're getting really close to the final. And do we take this opportunity to take out a big threat to us? Somebody that we are worried about if we could beat in the final.
Johnny's thinking.
Yeah, Johnny's smart, man. She'd never, she's not playing this game, just winning and being friends. Like, she's playing to win. And she's thinking about all of her options. Let's see. Darrell and Janelle finished second. Then Nehemiah and Melinda. Then Brad and Jody. Jody has a little meltdown after she finishes this. Like I said, I think she was super frustrated with herself. And this was a little too close to being last for her, I think. Her and Brad hug it out. Tech and Ayana, they end up finishing. Or it comes down to Tech and Ayana and Letarian and Jasmine. And Tech and Ayana end up finishing, leaving Letarian and Jasmine in last place.
Bummer.
Yeah, big bummer. I like them. I forgot I turned the volume up on my phone yesterday when I was at work because I didn't have my watch. Let me turn this down.
It's all awkwardly watching me on
the
turn.
Yeah, sorry about that for the people on the video. Okay.
Big old gulps of coffee.
I know, right? Let's see. So Letarian and Jasmine are last place. TJ says, you think this was bad, then you have no business running my final. We get back to the house. MJ talks about how good it feels, that this is a huge win for them. Jasmine's frustrated. She cries about her performance, worried about Letarian. This is so sweet. I mean, I think her and Letarian both kind of, you know, worry about each other and makes it a good partnership. Jasmine said that this is the third time that she's gotten last. And she questions if she really is an all-star. Like, Jasmine, you're an all-star because you finished last three times and you're not home and you haven't given up. Like, that's it. You know, you haven't gone home from being eliminated.
Let's be fair. The only real all-stars on this show is Darrell.
Listen, okay, fine, but
for people watching at home, watching the video, it keeps looking like your parents haven't yet kissed at the enchantment out of the sea dance.
Oh, yeah.
So you're starting to fade in.
Oh. Could be true. Somebody's in my past tinkering around and stuff. Let's see. Oh, then we get MJ and John A's deliberation. John A kind of says to MJ, she wonders if they should make a more vindictive move. MJ kind of says that Brad is being real cocky. He even says something like, yeah. Oh, you guys might have a chance against us in the final. Brad. And Darrell, if he gets there, he's won 4 finals. So, yeah. You know, that's another risk to take. So, Johnny really, you know, kind of says she doesn't want to miss the chance, to take the chance if they have it. But MJ says, MJ kind of jokes, like, put one up, but he says, just joking. He says that they have to stick with their alliance. And Jenna just ends up going along with it. But she's worried what that means for them.
Yeah. I think Jenna was right. It was a good time to take a shot at somebody.
But... it was. Yeah. Let's see. Tex sees the reveal. He walks around in his robe and sunglasses. It's kind of funny. Jasmine and Latarian see that it's all King's Palace members nominated. They're like, shocker. Then we get a house party night. They just kind of blip through the house party. House
party, not important.
No, but Ayana cleaning up after said house party. Very important. Jody says that, or Ayana talks about how it really ruins the vibe of her kind of like dream vacation or something that she's on. That they're in this kind of like mansion, and if there's a bunch of like beer bottles and stuff laying around, it just feels like a frat house or a, you know, party house. So she likes it to be picked up, and nobody's picks up, so she's kind of pissed off about it. Then cut to like Jody telling this story.
Specifically, she calls people privileged babies.
Yes. And so then cut to Jody telling this story to some of the other girls and says that she was looking for her Greek salad, and says Ayana asked her if she was too privileged to help her clean up. So needless to say, this was totally unnecessary. This is another moment where Ayana was completely in her head about it all. Everybody was just kind of finishing the day. It wasn't like no one was going to pick up tomorrow probably or whatever, you know, like they were all just tired and that was it for the night. But you know, Ayana has to like think that it's like they want her to clean up by herself or something, you know what I mean? Something that is nothing like that. Ayana is taking it upon herself as she's cleaning to feel like she's the help or something. And no one is telling her, get out there, Ayana, and clean that stuff up. No one wants her or is pushing her to feel that way. She's just kind of, she's having a moment and she's having those feelings, which is fine, but you can't then call out other people and when it's really just you're having kind of a moment about your feelings about a situation and no one else is really doing anything to put you in that situation. Mm-hmm. You can't take it out on them.
She's taking it upon herself to do all this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no one was telling her she
had to. Can't be all pissy about it if this is your undertaking, nobody else's.
So Jasmine is like super pissed about this because she feels like it makes her look bad. Like, you know, it makes her look bad and it's like not right to be doing. So Jasmine kind of goes and kind of finds Ayana, and Ayana of course brings it up to Jasmine. And then they get into it because Jasmine's like, you know, like it's not right, you know, like, And Ayana keeps saying, like, it isn't about you. Like, it wasn't directed at you. Like, why do you care? And, you know, and Jasmine's kind of like, you know, she's just fed up. Like,
tired of listening to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. So
specifically the word privilege she doesn't like.
Yeah. It's like, why did you say that? You know, and Ayana says it isn't about her, that it shows that Jasmine's scared of her. Like, no, Ayana, it has no, like, but cut to Tech being like, oh, Jesus, help me. Like, I'm super worried. And he says in his little interview, if you make me lose my chance at 1 mil over a Greek salad, fuck you. Like, so, yeah. So yeah, that takes us to selection. MJ says that it was about what side won. Melinda speaks right up and says that she hasn't called anyone out for privilege or dishes.
Yeah.
So she just wants everyone to remember that when they're voting. And Ayana, she says the Tech told her that she couldn't say anything and stay quiet.
Yeah.
So
they struck some sort of deal. She can't talk. Tech mm-hmm. has to do all the talking.
Yeah. So basically they go around and do the voting. Nehemiah and Melinda are voted in. Not a big shocker. They, you know, are trying to take shots at Nehemiah. And then Ayana speaks up and says that she has a confession to make, that she ate Jody's Greek salad. She says she opened it, she didn't use a fork, and she ate it. It was delicious. I felt rich and special.
Good Lord.
Felt like she had a man next to her. I don't know what that means.
No.
She says, I might have got a little petty. And Jody's like, yeah, I paid for that salad. Like, is kind of just real unaffected. And Jody just kind of sits there like, what are you trying to get after with this kind of, you know, production? Ultimately, she's not laughing and not having it. Tech is super pissed about this display. He's like, what the heck is wrong with you?
Just wrong. I needed attention.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's one of these like weird theatrical moments that Ayana likes to do. It's like the, I slept in my uniform. I mean, it's just one of those, like it's not necessary. Or the stuff she did with poor Sophia, like, all that stuff she did with her about like, oh no, I'm the captain, or, you know, like who's voted in, like stuff. It was just like, it's not necessary. It's just like weird
going overboard,
flaunty showman, like rub it in people's faces, or like, I don't know what it is. It's terrible. So yeah. Then we get them all getting ready. Jasmine looks at her family photos. I put that down for Tim. You know, he always likes to talk about
boring
the family photos, but he is not here. Her family is adorable, by the way. Right. Let's see. That takes us to the arena.
Arena.
Let's see. The competitors are announced. Melinda does the same walk as Nehemiah, and it's kind of funny. And TJ tells Jasmine and Latarian that they smoked you on the walk.
Yeah.
That was cute. So then TJ announces this elimination. It's called Like Clockwork. There are two giant glass cases. You will have one of you will be inside the glass case, and then one of you will be at the puzzle board. And on the floor inside the glass case are six gear combinations. Only one will work and solve the puzzle. You have to communicate to your partner to build the different combos on your board until you find the one that works. And as you're trying to communicate these combos, sand will be pouring down on top of your head in this glass box, making it harder to see the puzzle keys and figure out how to communicate to your partner. So he does say that the winner will get a life shield. And because they get that life shield, that means that they will be going to the final.
It's the last life shield.
Now, see, this is the moment where the life shield is like
important.
Exactly. This is where it's going to make sense. Like, it's going to give one of these kind of bottom teams a leg up and a chance to the final. And it makes it so that next round, it's not just them and another team. So, this is a game changer for one of these King's Palace teams. Let's see. So yeah. Looks like they decide to put both men in the glass boxes. So Nehemiah and Letarian are the ones in the boxes reading the gear combos. Both teams struggle hard initially, I think, trying to figure out how to try and troubleshoot these different combos. You know, like, how do we communicate to each other? And then, like, how do we know when we need to move on? And I really think that that's what it was. Like, how do I know for sure that what they're telling me and I'm putting it up there is not working? We need to move the next key, you know, to try. And that's where they both struggled, I think, because they were like, it was obvious that it just wasn't working because it wasn't the right combo. But the men were frustrated because they didn't think that the women knew what they were saying. And the women were like, no, I'm telling you, it just doesn't work. So move on. So yeah, they both had some struggles there. I loved how Jasmine used her mom skills to communicate with Letarian. She said that she's used to having to communicate with her kids during tantrums. So she knows how to kind of gently talk someone down and refocus. Which is what you have to do with kids. So this is totally works. Like, and she's like a freaking pro here. She's like, you know, the Letarian whisperer, like, it's fine. Like, just do this. I'm telling you, this didn't work. We need to move on. Like, it was brilliant. So then we get Melinda talking about how she actually has a game like this on her phone. So once they started to kind of figure out how to kind of communicate and move puzzle to puzzle, or, you know, combo to combo, to know one didn't work. She said once she started putting them in, she knew when she was on the right track. Melinda and Nehemiah, pull out the win on this one.
Yeah.
This is super sweet though. They all hug it out. Legitimately, Letarian and Jasmine are happy for Melinda and Nehemiah and keep telling them, like, go out there and win this final, because they know their friends are going to the final now, not just going back to the game with a chance. Like, they're going to the final.
Yeah. Yep. I got the last life shield, which means they can't be voted in. So, I mean, technically, if they don't get first in the challenge on the next episode, they can just be like, well, we don't have to finish this.
Yeah. Right.
We're 100% safe.
Yeah, exactly. If it's something that's like a real big pain, like, I mean, yeah, just
save my strength for the final.
Exactly. Don't do anything to hurt yourself. That's the other thing too. They can conserve. If it's like, we've seen people get hurt right before the final too. Like, they don't have to put themselves in that kind of situation. Whereas the others now, it's going to be do or die. They're going to have to pick at each other, which is not going to be good. All the other teams, like I said, are super freaking worried now that they're all serious. Like, their faces are just like,
that's the one team we wanted to go home.
Right. That now Nehemiah and Melinda are guaranteed a spot in the final. Nehemiah at the end throws up the middle fingers and does the pew 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 pew. It's pretty great. So yep. And that wraps it up.
Two episodes left.
Oh, yes. Excited. I'm excited to see the final of this. kind of sad that it means, I mean, that, you know, we're challengeless for quite some time after that. But excited to see how the season ends up for All-Stars and who wins this, who can pull this out.
Well, I think they've filmed All-Stars 3 already, or they're still in the process of it. So.
Okay.
So we'll get that sooner rather than later, but the actual challenge, MTV regular show, they apparently are not...
not going to film till March, right?
Till March, so.
So it'll probably be summer.
Yeah. So we're going to have a while.
Right? Six month lag, probably.
Probably.
So.
Well, I think that's it for this episode. I feel like the episode was just sort of like, okay, like nothing super major to go over, but.
Yeah. No, Ayana being crazy and poor Tech having to keep her in line. I'm so excited that Tech has survived another week. I did think early on in this episode that it wasn't looking good for him this week. So I'm excited that he's making it another week. So I hope he can just. Keep himself and make it to that final. So hopefully, I'd love to see him in the final.
Hopefully Peoria will represent in the final.
I would love it. So yeah. But yeah, besides that, yeah, not much to unpack.
All right. Well, head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group, join our Patreon, which I'm not going to read off because I don't have access to it at the moment.
Oh, it's terrible. When Tim's not here, it's like a two-person freaking access code. You got to like wait for Tim to text you back the stupid login stuff. It's terrible. Yeah, so sorry, friends. He's not doing that
today. So
yeah,
it's just, we all love you. You know who you are.
We love you all. Thank you so much.
We'll hit you up next week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess for this episode of Challenge, this has been Brian.
And Amanda.
And as Ayana said, I ate your Greek salad. The challenge.